You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And joining me right now, all the way live and direct from Pōneke, we are chatting to Induna. How are you doing this morning?
Very good, and you?
I'm very good. Now, let's just cut to the chase, all right? You have a track coming out tomorrow, and we are chatting about it, previewing it here live on Radio 1. The single, it's called Diva. Tell us a little bit about it.
So Diva kind of, it's basically about, I guess, knowing what you want, knowing exactly where you want to go and stuff, and not listening to the outside noise and stuff. And it kind of came up from like my sisters and mother as well. They were very like quite divas, and you know, I used to be told I'm a diva as well as a kid. But it's because, you know, my fussiness was because I knew what I wanted. That's what it's about. It's taking the, I guess, the negativeness that I associated with the word diva and chucking it into positiveness of, nah, a diva is someone that knows what they want.
Yes, just like Beyonce said. Such a tune as well. And I absolutely love that. I think that, you know, when we're younger, we're told that, like, being bossy or being a diva or, you know, just being quite headstrong is a bad thing. But I think that the older you get, especially in your early 20s, you're like, whoa, this is actually my superpower, to know exactly what I want and to be able to stand on that. What was the writing process of these lyrics like?
It was very interesting. I mean, the lyrics came very fast. A bit weirdly fast. I don't think I had to put like too much thought into the lyrics, but the production was a very long journey for it, because I started off in the kitchen and the living room with my friend James, and we were just like playing around and stuff, and then I was like, oh, I hear something from this, and then the lyrics and the chorus came very fast. And I feel like because it was just natural, it was just me telling, I guess, my side of something. It wasn't, I wouldn't say super difficult.
I love that. I love that, though. I think that when the songs come naturally like that, they flow out of you, you know, and I think that they grow a very special space in your heart when it just sort of happens. How would you say that this brand new release compares to some of your previous releases? Is it a different sound?
A little bit. It's kind of got that say what you want kind of vibe, but it's a little bit more different because I had more, I guess, more people's input into, like, I guess, the production side, as before I had less people's input on my music. I was more, you know, solo dolo, doing it all by myself and trying to figure out stuff by myself. But this time I had people go, ooh, this is really sick, and I hear this, why don't you, like, you know, double the chorus at the end and stuff. And Yeast from Big Pop was very helpful in, I guess, giving in his input on, like, what he hears and what he thinks the song could blossom into, in a way. Like, And then my friend JPEG as well, when he came in and just did a bit of the production and stuff. So it was just, it was just a very fun, collaborative session in a way,
That sounds quite fun, though, you said. What were you going to say?
If I answered your question.
No, you totally did. You smashed it out the park. And you mentioned there before that you were sort of used to doing things by yourself, right, and solo. There's a lot of power in that, but there is also a lot of power in collaboration, especially with something creative like music. But of course, when you have been doing things solo and you're now starting to collaborate, I imagine there's still a certain sense of, like, not necessarily just wanting things your way, but you have a very particular creative vision with it. How do you go about navigating collaborative work after doing it solo for so long?
It's a very interesting one. So I have this technique where I give Because, yeah, and I guess in the music side, they ask for like stems and I guess your project file. So when I do that, I basically give it away with all creative rights to the other co-producer or writer to do whatever they want. So they could change it and do whatever weird and then basically send it back to me, or I sit down and hear it. And then I basically decide what I like and don't like. And if it's in line with what I had ideally, which, because that, for example, gives them creative freedom. So it's their time to express, and, you know, whatever they hear or feel is put in. But then when it comes back to me, I'm like, okay, what do I hear and feel? And it's kind of like bridging the best of both worlds, because they might have something that you just never thought of.
Mm.
Or like, you're like, oh, because we added like a, I think a keyboard or piano on the hook. And I didn't think of that. I was just like, oh yeah, not, you know, it's fine, those pads and stuff. And then they're like, no, 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 we need those pianos and it needs to sit in this way. And I was like, oh, actually, this just makes it more richer and stuff. And yeah, and the guitar and stuff and the bass, because we had like we ended up putting acoustic bass into it because I had a different bass line, and that just changed the feel of the song but made it more in tune with what I had in mind. So yeah, so if it wasn't for me being able to, like, I guess let go of my ego and my pride and being like, obviously I'm obviously creative enough and very creative, but I don't have to have all the control over everything. I can let other people have their inputs. Yeah,
so sick, bro. And I think that you're onto something seriously special with that approach as well, because it just creates a very, like, welcoming collaborative space rather than like a you have to include this because I suggested it type steez, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's not fun. It's like, yeah, I do definitely like seeing people, like, coming, because, like, for example, I work with JPEG recently quite a lot, and he's quite funny, because I might give him like an Afrobeat song or like a dancehall type vibe, but then he'll come back and it's be like EDM, and I'm like, ooh, I didn't think of that, but that works so well. So then we end up going in that direction, because we worked on Are You In Love together. That was the first collaboration that we did together, and that was such a funny thing, because it was more acoustic kind of vibe and stuff.
Mm.
And then he came in and he was like, oh yeah, nah, I hear doof, doof, and like all these things. And I was like, oh yeah, okay. You know, and then I just added my stuff to it. So it was quite a beautiful collaboration, and I'm enjoying that at the moment.
For sure. I have been saying the last like 6 months to a year that we're seeing this epic boom of mixtures of genres coming out in music. You know, people are breaking those genre boundaries and spreading their wings. And another thing that I've also been saying the last 6 months to a year is that we are seeing a huge boom in Afropop here in Aotearoa at the moment, and I think that you are 110% one of the pioneers of that path in this country at the moment. So it is really, really exciting to have your brand new single coming out tomorrow. Do you have a release time yet?
I'm pretty sure it's just midnight.
Cool. Sweet. Yeah. We'll stay up for it. Hugely exciting. Where can people buy the new single? Where can they stream the new single once it's out at midnight?
So Spotify, YouTube. YouTube will have the music video. So that's fun. And Apple Music and Bandcamp. Yeah, so those are kind of like the big three, and Spotify and SoundCloud as well. Yeah, so you can basically stream it on all streaming platforms that you choose to stream it on. It's your free will.
Live your life, babes. Live your life. And where can people keep up with Induna?
The best place I'd say is Instagram. I'm very active there at the moment. So Induna_music_. Yeah.
Yoo-hoo. Hey, thanks so much for your time. So excited for everybody to stream the song tomorrow. But first, an exclusive release here on Radio 1. Hooroo. How exciting. Here for you now, Induna's brand new track. This song is called Diva. I'm telling you right now, next big thing here. Keep it locked here on The One. Keep your eyes and ears peeled, team. This is real exciting.
She a diva, no time for them. What about mother? What about father? Father work hard on a night shift, and they work day on a day shift. Mama, they say that you want more, but you get what you want, no. She a diva, no. She ain't want no love.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.